According to him, you don't have to settle what we just discussed in the same now. According to him, it's not true. We're talking about first he was an oni when he went into the Beis Hamikdash, then he became an usher, and then he set aside the money. So it's not b'shas hafrosh, it's not b'shas hakicha. So stam at kasher, why is it chal to kedusha on the money?
Like it's a kasher again according to Reb Chisda. The Gemara says, loy teima v'yachakach omar, don't say later that this usher, now he became an usher, now he said that this money should be for the chattis and this money should be for the oilo. He just said it, and then the kasher would be, it's not b'shas lekicha, not b'shas hafroshom. Eleimo, let's say like this, this is the way it should say. V'yachakach lo kach v'yomar. Hitaka went and bought it. Hey, with the money, he went ahead and took the money and split it in half, like with $10. He went to buy the oif l'shem chattis, and with the other $10, he went to buy the oif l'shem a korban oila. So he went and bought the behem, he bought the oifus with the money. So therefore, even according to Reb Chisda, it's chal the kedusha, because the shas lekich is also masking the kedusha is chal. So this gemara has a kasha lokach. If you went ahead and bought it, you want to tell me what we're talking about now? We already bought the oif, like you already bought the oif for the chattis, the bird for the chattis. How could it say in the Braisa that what? That the money set aside for the chattis, since even though that was for a chattis of a knife, a bird, and now Lamaisa that he's an Oshir is chivas to bring a behema, but since they both have the same shame, a chattis, he could use the money he has from his house and be Moisef, add on to the money that he has right now. But if you're telling me now he already took the money, he already bought a knife, he already bought the bird with it, so what is it? What can he do with it now? What do you mean he could add money to it? He can't add any money to it. There's no more money now. He already bought a bird with it. Sigmaran says the parakle. I'll have to answer you. We're talking about he was paid this bird. The bird first he bought, and he made a kedushas chattis on it. But now when he saw he has to bring a behemas chattis, so he wants to sell it. So he's paid it. He sells the bird. And with the money he gets, he can add on to his own money to bring a korban behema for a chattis. The Gemara, no, the klal is for ain pidyon li'oif. The klal is there's no din pidyon li'oif. A knife, once it has a kedusha on a knife, you can't be paid with it anymore. You can't make it chulin and take the money. See, you can't get money out of it. It's still a bird. So if it's only a bird, how can you say you add on with your own money? You can't add on to a bird. So the Gemara answers like this. We're talking about now where with the money he only bought one bird. One out of the two birds. And the thing is like this. If he bought with the money a korban oila, the bird for an oila, so the money left over is the money he had set aside for the chattis. So then it's very good, the braisa, that moisif or maybe chavosim midmei chatosi. He could add some more money, his own private money, and he adds on to the money he had already separated, set aside to use to buy a bird for a chattis. Even though it's a bird, but since they both have a shem chattis on it, they could use that money to add on to buy a behema. Vai oila, and the bird that he already bought for a korban oila, in a chanami oila l'nadova. You could use it for nadova. That's the klal. A korban oila, a bird, even though you don't need it, there's no chiv to bring it. Like here, there's no chiv to bring it. Because l'maisa, now you're an osher, you have no chiv to bring a korban oila for the bird. Still, the locher is, an oila is oila l'nadova. You could bring it b'teras a present. Even though there's no chiyuv to bring it, still you could bring it b'teras a present. Now, what about Takert? Takert, the other way. Ichat is zovan, let's say with the money first, he went ahead and bought the one bird. He bought it for korban chattis. Then enechanami, ein moisef maybe chavosim midmei alosai. He can't add on his own money now from the money left over for the korban oila to add on his money to be moisef more. And the reason is, like Rashi says, ichat is zovan, since this money you set aside, you bought a oilas chattis with it, so now the leftover money right now, it's also called like b'shas lekicha, it's set aside now that money is for an oila, because we know the other bird you have to bring is an oila. Ayadei lekicha zu, because of this buying, that you bought this bird for the chattis, automatically the other money now is hukva for korban oila. Therefore, v'yein moisef aleihem, you're not allowed to add your own private money onto this money. But rather this money now, since you bought with the other $10, the chattis, so it's hukfa, we know for sure now the other $10 left over has to go for korban oila. Therefore that money has to be spent for korban oila. So true, buy another bird and bring a b'teras nadova. But the chattis, the bird that you bought for teras chattis, the din is it has to die. And from your own money, from your own private money, you have to go ahead and buy yourself a behemah to be yotzi your chayiv to bring the behemah's chattis. So the Gemara says, you know what the din of this chattis is? The din of this chattis, this bird, it's also lemisa. Hey, since there's no chiyuv to bring it, so it lands like the bailam wameis, there's no more chiyuv for the bailam to bring this oif. Therefore, the lochri is a chattis oif does not come b'teres and medova. You can't bring it for present, only if you have the chiyuv to bring it. And here, there's no chiyuv to bring it, therefore it's lemisa ozlo.
You're an usher now, so the din of the bird has to be oslo. But I call upon him, there's no kasha and no chizda. Avad, we're talking about now, it's only chal de gedusha v'shas lekicha. Gufa. Omer Reb Lezo, Omer Reb Oishia. Metame migdash usher. If somebody went into the base of migdash when he was an usher, so he had a chi of them to bring a korban behema. The heavy korban noni, and instead he brought oifis, he brought a korban of a noni, is lo yotze, is not yotze, he has to bring another korban behema for a chadis. He holds no, but the effort you are yotze. If you brought the korban oni, the maisi yotze. I'm not like this. Meisvei avakasha now. And then is mitzera oni, or mitzera that's an oni. Shevi korban osher, if even though there's a korban oni to be brought, but instead he brought a korban osher, is yotze. Could be yotze. What about faket osher, if the mitzera was an osher? Shevi korban oni, instead he brought a korban oni, is la yotze. So good is akasha now baishia. Rabbi says before what that if an usher brings a karbanoni, he is yotza. And here it says by a mitzvah, if you're an usher and you bring a karbanoni, la yotza. Now if the Gemara is shani yotza, I tell you mitzvah is different. It could be, this was Rav Chagi, Om Rav Yoshi, it said before the yotza, maybe by mitzvah is moidit faker. The pasuk says zois. It says zois. Mash mitzikuva, what it says in the parsha. Rashi is shani mitzvah, the chiv, zois tia teres ha mitzvah. V'lo yacheres. You can't change around the dinim. If you're an usher, this is the kabbonis you have to bring. If you're an oni, then you could bring those. That's treatise. If you bring better, you would be yotzer. By an oni, just pshati is a terror patted you, you could even bring these things. If you bring more, it's okay. But if you're an usher, though, you can't bring less. For at the Gemara of Atani, we learned, Torah, la rabbis, mitzera, oni, shevi, korban usher, that's good. If a mitzera, oni, if he wants to bring a korban usher, is yotzer. Yochel, I would think, afilu usher. Shevi karbononi, tamalayim zois. Says the word zois. So there's a raya, Rashi Batanya ben Yehusa, there's a raya that we see with Asher for the word zois, that's telling this is the halachas, that a mitzvah usher has to bring these karbonis. And if he changes and brings the karbonis of an oni, he's not yotze. For the Gemara good, ben elef minei, why doesn't, it's a kash again on, Rav Chagai Amr Aboshia, why does it say by matame migdash? If an usher brings a korban oni, is yotza, and by mitzvah not, good, there's a pasuk, but why don't you learn out one from the other? For the Gemara of an eluf minei, drashu l'tanei migdash, learn out from a tanei migdash. And the Gemara, miyat rachmona v'yimdalhu, drashu miyatu, mitzvahu di usher shevi korban oni l'yotza, avoshar chayvi korban elu v'yorad loy. Hey, there's a miyat here v'yimdalhu, there's a miyat dafka by mitzvah, yeah, such a lochon, that only a dal could bring this type of a korban, and not an usher. If an usher, rich person, brings the type of a korban, it's not a lo yotzam. But it's only by mitzvah you have such a locha. Mashaykin by other korban el leviyarid, by a tome migdash. There, Abchagai's shita is that even though you're supposed to bring a chattis behema, but by the yevid, if you brought the two eifes for oiler for chattis, you're also yotzam.
He hold by the Mishnah, Yedach, Nemalof and Mabez. The Mishnah says, Kosha Loshan Shal Zorius. He used to tie a piece of wool, dyed red, Barosh Seir Mashalech, around the head of the sailor that was Mashalech, the Hamidu Kenegat Beis Shiluchai. And then they were put to Seir Mashalech, this sawyer, this goat, they were put near the gate we were supposed to go out from, which is the Shar Mizruch. Hey, so eventually, later on in the day, they take him out. So Lazozo take him out to the special har, so they took him out through the Mizrach gate. So now they used to put him at that gate. The Midu Keneged Beishelukai. Rashi Keneged Shar Shoytiyuyubai. Keneged the gate that eventually they'll take him out. That's where they put him now. After they tied around this piece of a wool made out of dyed red, they put it around his head. Then they put the Sawyer near the Shar Mizrach. Ulanishchat, what about to the other Sawyer? The one that's Lashem, a chattis, that is going to be a shchita done to it?
is Keneged Beishkitosai. They also used to put the Loshans of the Hurrius, they also used to put this red piece of wool around his head, but not around the head, but rather Keneged Beishkitosai. They used to put it around the neck where they made the Shkita. Rashi Nitzchad Meforsh B'Gemara. The Gemara will explain exactly what it means. But one shot, that's the maskarn of them. That they used to put a red piece of wool around the Mokam HaShchita. We'll see in the Gemara why. Then, Boloi Eitzo Poroi. Now, after the Kohen Gadol got finished taking care of the two Sirim, after he made the Geirul, and now he put the Loshen Zazharias, now he went back to his power. Boloi Eitzo Poroi Shaniya. He went back a second time to his power, the Soymech Shtei Yod of Olav. And he makes now a second smicha, a second vidui, he's soon going to say. We already had before the Mishnah, before he made one vidui on his par. Then he takes care of the Seirim, then he takes care of the Shnei Seirim, he takes care of the Guru, and now he comes back again to his par. And he puts his two hands on top of the par, top of the par again, and he says vidui a second time. This is the way he says vidui the second time. Honor Hashem, chotosi yavisi poshati. Lufonecho ani uveisi. Me and my whole house. We did the chatoyim. We learned before was chotosi means b'shoigig. Ovisi means I did chatoyim b'nezid willingly. O poshati, that's the worst. He did it b'merid. You did lahachis. You were rebelling. So you say ani uveisi. O b'nei Aaron. Am kudashecha. And who are then any other kahanim that also did chatoyim? We're asking for kaporim. His honor Hashem. He says Hashem's name again. That kapino, please forgive us. Liavoinois for the Averis that we did the Shoigeg, for Lapshoyim, no forget. Now it's the Kapano Lavoinus. Lavoinus are Benazid, or Lapshoyim, that's what we did Benerid, or Lachatoyim, that's what we did Beshoigeg. Sheovisi, Beshe Poshati, Beshe Chotosla for Nechom. Ani Uvesi, Ubene Aaron, Ankudashechom. Kakosta Beseros Moshe Avdechom, like it says in the Torah. Ki Bayoim Hazir, today, Yechaper Aleichim, Hashem is Nechaper, forgives us. Letayreschem, to give us tayre, make us pure. Mikol chatesechem, lefnei Hashem tetoru. That we're clean, we are in front of Hashem, lefnei Hashem tetoru. Today on Yom Kippur we become clean, we're in front of Hashem. Then Oimim Achrov, and the rest of the Tzibur answers after the Kohen Gadol, Boruch Shem Kvoi Machusel Olam Vod. And since he mentions Hashem's name here, so like we had before, whenever they say the Shem HaMeferish, he has to answer back, Boruch Shem. Like we had before, and 10 times on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol says the Shem HaMeferish. And this is one of the times that he says it by his vidu, the power, he says it here 2 times. So the Gemara, Iboy Elihu, Ula Nishchat, that's what the Mishnah first says, take the Seir HaMeshtaleach, Lazozel, and put the red string of wool around his head. Then it says, take the Ula Nishchat, take the second Sawyer, the second one, that's Lashem Lachatis, and put Keneged Veshkitosai. What does that mean now? Put it near its Shchita. So the Gemara Boilihu, Ula Nishchat, Akshira Koi, doesn't mean to say that the mitzvah also to tie the red wool around the Soyer Lashem, that means tie it around its neck where you make the Shchita. Or maybe no, or else the Mishnah means a Hamodik Koi. The Mishnah just means to put it. Put the Soyer right now in the place where you will make the Shchita. Not that there's a mitzvah to put the red wool around the Soyer that's Lashem. There's no such mitzvah, but rather the Mishnah means Lonishchat means put it there. The Soya now that's going to have a Shchit eventually, right now it should be B'mokam Shchitosai. So Drash Yakshira Koi, the Koi Shalai Loshin Keneget Tzavaroi, that there's a mitzvah to put the red string, the red wool, around the Chattis' neck also. Oy Hamodikoi, no, Vohi Kom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. V'ya Soya HaChattis, the second Soya that has a Din Chattis on it, Hu Mad L'Shchita, it should be standing ready for Shchita. Maimed Keneged Mokim Beshkitosai. Let it be standing next to the place where you can make a Shchita. Hey, San Sofen Sada, the Mizbeach, that's where it should be standing right now. So that's the Shalom. What does the Mishnah mean? Ula Nishchat Keneged Beshkitosai. So Toshima Kama bring Yeraya. The Tony Rab Yosef. Kashar Loshen Shosarius. They used to tie this red string, the red wool. The wool dyed red. Beroy Soyim Ashtaleich. They used to tie it around the head of the Soya that was sent out, Mishtalech sent away Lazozel. V'hemidoi Keneged Beishaluchai. And they also put that Soyer near the Shar Mizrach, near the gate where eventually it will be sent out. That's where you put it right now. Now, Ulu Nishchat, what do we do with the animal that's Nishchat, the second Soyer, that's a Chatas Hashem? Keneged Beishkitosai. Again, we don't know exactly what it means yet. but you do something to it, keneged beshketosai. Now what's the purpose? Shlo yisarev zebuze, that the two seirim should not be mixed up together, v'lo yisarev acherim. And who are it going to be nicked now that these two seirim cannot get mixed up with anything else? That's what the Brisa says. That's the reason, ula nishchat keneged beshketosai. So now we'll explain like this. If the Brisa, now Mishnah means to say, that there's a mitzvah to tie the red wool around the Beis HaShchita of the story that the Chata is, you have to tie the red wool around its neck, so then everything is very good. Then there's a sign that the two serum can't get mixed up, because on the Soya that sent out Lazozel, where do we tie the string? Around the tent, not the Makam Shchita. Where do you tie the string around the one that's La Lashem Mechatis? Around the Makam Ashchita. So those two serum won't get mixed up. And who are then? They won't get mixed up with anybody else, because all the other goats don't have any red string around them. Only these two goats have red strings around them. Therefore, it's very good to price them, that these two won't get mixed up together. And who are then? They won't get mixed up with anything else, because the other goats don't have the red string altogether. Everything is good. Eli Yamrit, but if you want to tell me, Ahamodikoi, that the Dimot Mishnah, the Brisa means the same, that the second Sawyer, that's Lachatis, just means put it, let it stand. The Makam Shchitosai now, that's all. Or Bezoi, Nehi Devachavri, Loi Mariv, true. The two Seerim now still can't get mixed up, because the Sawyer, Lazozel, has a red string around its head. The Sawyer, that's Lachatis, doesn't have any string. So these two can't get mixed up, that's very good. The high kotebei, because the one Lazozel, the Mishtaleach, has a string, the red wool tied around its head. For high le kotebei, and if you want to tell me the pshat from the Mishnah that the one that's a chatis just means put it the mokim etshchita, but not that you have to tie a string around its head. So true, these two serim won't get mixed up, because we know clearly the one that doesn't have the red wool is the lachatis. The one that has the red wool is the Lazozel. So these two can't get mixed up. That's true. But I call upon them with other ones, it could get mixed up. Why does the Brisa say these two now can't get mixed up with any other goats? Sure they could. True, the one that has the red string, the Lazozel, can't get mixed up. Of course, we see it has a red string. But the other one, Chatas Lashem, you're telling me now, does not need the red string. So bizarre, if it gets mixed up with other goats, you can't tell the difference. So what's John the Brisa that says, when you do this, now they can't get mixed up? Elalav Shramina, Lachurv, here it's a good raya, that Akshira Koi Shramina. It's a good raya that when the Mishnah, the Brisa says, Ula Nishchat Kenegev Eshketosoid, it means that the Soya, that's the Chatas Lashem, also has to have a red wool around it. But where do you put the red wool? Kenegev Eshketosoid, Kenegev its neck. So that's very good to Brisa. These two Serium can't get mixed up with any other goats, because other goats don't have any red wool around them. These two goats have red wool around them. And these two goats also can't get mixed up, because the Lazozel has the red wool around its head. And the Lachatis, the one, the Nishchat, has the red wool around its Beis HaShchita, around the neck. So we could tell the difference clearly. These two are special two goats. So Shema Minu. Therefore, it's a good raya from the Brisa, that's Pshat. And it was in that Pshat now Mishnah. That Avada, there is a mitzvah to put the Zahurius, to put the red wool around the soya, that's the Chatas Lashem. And we put it around the Beis HaShchita. Yeah. So more about it. Omer Rav Yitzchok, Shtei L'Shoinei Shemati. I heard halacha is about two different animals that you have to put this Lashem Sel Zahurius, that you have to put this red wool around it. Achas Shel Poro, V'yachat Sel Soya Meshtalech. I heard about the Poro Duma, there's a mitzvah to use Shenisolas, we'll soon see, to use the red wool, or the Gavi Soy HaMishtaleach, like our Mishnah. The Soy that's sent away, Mishtaleach, also needs the red wool to put around it. Now, Acha Tzricha Shir, V'yacha Sen Tzricha Shir. One needs a shear. There's the measurement, how much it has to weigh, how big it has to be, this piece of dyed red wool, and the other one doesn't have a red measurement. V'lo Yadano Haimenayu, and I forgot which one. I forgot if the Por Adum is the one that has to have the measurement, or does the Soyer Meshtaleach have the measurement? What happened to the Soyer La Hashem that we just got finished saying in our Mishnah, that also needs a Lashon Sel Zahurius? So the Teret says, the reason why we put the Lashon by the Soyer La Hashem is only that it shouldn't get mixed up with other serum. That's all. There's no real mitzvah why it has to have the red wool. It's only in order that it shouldn't get mixed up. So pshita doesn't have to have a shear. Any little bit you put there for sure is all right. But here these two dinim have mitzvahs. Torah duma, the mitzvah is to take this shni salas and the eight errors and throw it into the sreifa sapara. But since there's a mitzvah to do it, maybe it has to have a shear. Or else the seyam mashtalech also has a din to it. We have to tie it around there, and later there's a simin, that if it turns white, it's a raya, Hashem is mechaper. So mele is a mitzvah to do it, and there's a purpose for it. So we don't know which one of these two has the din to have a shear. There's an amount, how much red wool you have to have on it. Is it the paraduma, or is it the seyam mashtalech? So mele says like this, Omer Rav Yosef, let's take a look. Let's think into it. Let's see which one should need the shear, which one should not need the shear. Nechsiyanan. Sel soyer hamishtaleach de boyichaluka. Boyishir. There's a svaro that the sayer hamishtaleach, the one we send away lazozel, there's a chaluk involved. We have to divide that red wool in half, and half was put on the sayer hamishtaleach, and half was put on a sellot, like we'll soon see. So that's a svaro therefore needs a shear. Since you have to divide it in half, that's a svaro you have to have a bigger amount. So Rashi says, "V'yach tiboyi chaluka k'rednan lekamon." We'll learn later on Samach Zayin. Ma hoye oisei hamashtaleach? Hamashtaleach es asoyer. What did the person that used to send away the soyer? What did he do? Choylik loshen zorius. He used to divide up this piece of wool dyed red. Chetzi of kosher b'sela. Half of it he would tie around the stone by them. V'chetzi of kosher ben karnuf. And half of it would be tied connected to the horns of the Seir HaMishtalech. And later when they threw it off the cliff, that was his man when it used to turn white. How did they know if it turned white? That the other piece that was by the cellar, by the stone near them, that would also turn white. So that would be the sign that it turned white. But I call part of it the mitzvah to chalukah, to divide up that piece of wool in half. So since you have to use two parts of the wool, that's a sword, has to have a shear. Materially, you have to have a bigger measurement, a big amount. That's one svara. The paraduma, there's no mitzvah chaluka. There's only a mitzvah to take it and throw it into the sreifa seish. When you're burning the paraduma, throw inside there also the loshen tzel zaharis, shni salas. So a bazoi maybe does need a shear. That's a svara. Maskabla Rami Bachoma. Rami Bachoma has a question like this. The svara is the opposite way. Maybe the para nami boy koivit. There's a svara, maybe the para is a red wool needs a shear, needs an amount. Why? Because it has to have some weight to it. Because you have to throw it into the fire, and you want it to fall inside it. If it doesn't have any weight, it won't fall inside the fire. So that the svara, the parah, has to have a bigger shear. So drashi boi kovit, she take feida, it should be heavy, v'tipel teich oimikor, it has to fall down deep into the fire. K'desiv el teich sreifa sapara. The boss says you have to put the shnitalas in the middle of the sreifa sapara. So in order that the wool should fall down into the fire and not just get burnt up on top of the fire, you have to have some weight. So that's a svar. It has to have a shear. So right there we have a suffix. Which wool needs the shear? Does the paraduma need the shear in amount of a wool, red wool? Or does the seyam ashtalech? Omer le'Ravus, Ravus said back, you should know, koivet tanoihi. That you say by the paraduma, pshita, you have to have a weight. The wool has to weigh something. That goof is a machlokes tanoim. It's not so posh in what you're saying. Now, so it will soon be mas what the machlokes tanoim. But I call upon this. These are the two svaras, two tzedakim. Do we say the paraduma needs the weight, needs the shear because it needs weight, or do we say the seyam mashtalech needs the shear because it needs the chalukah? But I call upon it's mashma only the soya needs the chalukah and not the paraduma. For the Gemara, is that true? Oh, the para leboy chalukah, is it true that what you're saying? The paraduma does not need any chalukah. You don't have to divide up the red string. I ace for avakasha. Kate said, what do we do by the paraduma? Korchin bishure loshin. We tie around the eighth azoiv, we tie it around with the leftover of the red string. So chutz mashma shire leftover, mashmi divided in half. So Rashi, korchin leitz eres v'azoiv. Now the pasuk says by the paraduma, you have to use a piece of wood, cedar wood, v'azoiv and the hypes, and you have to burn them together with the shnitzelas. So how do you use it? Case away, it's a korcha mishure loshen. You tie up the eighth eris and the azog, you tie it up with the leftover pieces of the red wool. So Rashi midik tani shirei mechlal dikasu. Mashmi, you have to divide up the red wool in half, and half you use now and half is left over. So you see, even by the paradum also there's a mitzvah chalukah divided in half. So Rashi says, no. there's no real mitzvah chalukah, ema vizon of loshen. It just means you tie it up with the tail of the piece of wool. In other words, the end piece of the wool, that's what you tie it up with. It's one big piece of wool, so maybe it doesn't need a shear. Just the end of it has like a tail to it. That's what you tie up the other two things that go with it. Now, these three things you have to throw in to the burning of the paraduma. You have to throw in the eighth eris and the ezay and the shlisalas. So Melu, just you tie him up with the end pieces of the shlisalas. Trashi b'zona baloshen, tsruka b'masuk. You comb out the wool. V'nasus ksara l'rosh echad. One head of it becomes small. Kimin zonav like a tail. And that side you tie up the two other things, the eighth eris and the ezay. But I call upon the paraduma does not need a chaluka. Mashenkin, the Sohi HaMashtaleach does need a chaluka. So that was one svara that the Sohi HaMashtaleach needs a shear, has to have a large amount of wool, and not by the paraduma. Omalei Rav Chonin, Omarav, eight eris, ushni salas, she koltosan shall have as ksheira. There's a mitzvah now by the paraduma, b'shash, you're burning the paraduma, you have to throw into the fire also an eight eris, a piece of cedar wood, ushni salat, that's this red dyed wool. Now he says, chidish shekotosan shalevis, if the fire scorched it, in other words, it didn't really go inside deep into the fire, just the flame that was coming up, that's called like scorched it. So drashish shekotosan shalevis, lenoflu l'teich sreifa saporam, elonis havavo biyavir, it never really fell down deep into really the place where they're burning the actual paraduma, but rather just the flames that are coming up from the paraduma, the flames burnt up the wool and burnt up the eights. So he says that's also ksheira. There's not a loch that has to touch like the paraduma, go deep down into the fire. It's enough it was burnt in the same fire the paraduma is being burnt. That's enough. Meisvei have a kasha now. Says clearly the Braisa, Nishab of Haloshen, let's say this piece of wool, the red wool, that you have to throw into the paraduma, it didn't fall into deep in the middle of the fire. It was only burnt on top by the flames. Is Alocha maybe Loshenach on the Kaddish? It's possible. The first one is no good. You have to bring another piece of red wool, and the Makadish, Rashi says, Kleiner the Meisen Shum. You have to put a new piece of wool inside the Sreifas of the paraduma. You see clearly what? It's not enough that it got burnt by the flame of the fire, but it has to fall down toich in the middle of the paraduma it has to fall down to. So it's a stira. Takasha on Rav Chonin. And he said it was kshemer. So Marian says, of Rabbi and Lakashi, there's no stira here. I'll tell you there's two different type of fires. Kan v'kolachas, kan v'nechpefes. If the fire is kolachas, means the flame goes shooting up, it's very high up, the flame goes, and the top of the flame is what burnt up the red wool, then it's no good. Because there's too much of a dividing point between the paraduma and the top of the red wool. Because it was kolachas. Mashenken kamben echpefes, that the fire is very low. So the top of the fire is kamat part of the paraduma. So therefore it's kosher. So drashi shekolach, shekotos, bekolachas. Eish sheyesh shaleh omud, shalheve zokof lamalom. You have a fire that the flame shoots up. Like the root, like the stalk of a vegetables. Kavoy, it goes up high. It's sorach lo viyachad, then it's possible. V'od yom rabbi chonik sheira, when did it say it's kosher bin echefes eish? Sheshalheves nemucha, that the flame is very low. It's not too much away from the paraduma. Ukfufa smuch lagachalto, it's right near the actual coals. The karinim beyal teich, that's also called teich eish. Since it's not so, the flame is not so high up, the flame is just above the coals, that's called teichesh. But when the fire, the flames come shooting very high up, and the wool gets burnt on top here, that's posel. That's not called teichesh. Rav says, we have before, koivet tenoihi. That's if you're telling me by the paraduma, there's a mitzvah, the wool should be heavy, it's a machlokes tenoim. Like that was one sword to say, it has to have a shear, you have to have a large amount of the wool in order to give it some weight. The Tanya would learn like this, Loma Korchon, why do we wrap it around? As I said before, we wrap around with the wool, we wrap around the eighth eris and the ezef. Why do we wrap it around? Kadesh Yokulam Agud Achas. Yet there's a mitzvah that all three of them should be tied together. Agud Achas. Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe Shita. We have Elazar Rebbe Shimon Oimer, Kadesh Yei Ben Koivin. In order, the reason why we wrap around the wool with the eighth eris and the ezoiv, in order to give some weight to the wool. In other words, now that you have the wood, wrapped, it's wrapping around the wood, so now it has some weight to it. V'yiplo l'toyach sreifas l'porim. In order now the wool will fall straight down into the coals, into the burning of the sreifas paraduma, and not like fly in the air and just get burnt by the ashes. So who, that's the machlokes here. So you see, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, there's an inyan to have kovet. It has to have some weight to it. So the more weight you have, the better it is. So Mashenken, according to Rebbe, there's no din to have weight. It's time, the reason why we wrap around the lashon with the Shni Salas is time to make it a good achas. So drashi sheikulam a good achas. Devinin she nilkochin bevas achas. It should like all be burned together, or should be taken together. Deyaseh v'lokach et eres v'ezo v'shni salas. So you have to take all three of them together. How do you take them all together? If you wrap around first the wool around the other two things, that's called you have all three together. That's Rabbi Shita. Mashenk and the Blazer of Shimon says, no, the reason why we do it is to make it heavy. So according to the Blazer of Shimon, you see it's a smar, it should be heavy. So even though what makes it heavy is the fact you tie it around with the wood, but who I did it's a smar, the wool itself should also have some weight to it. So that's what we said before, that's the smar, why the shear goes to the paraduma. So the Mara Kiyosi Ravimi, Omer Rav Yechanan, Sholoish L'Shoyne Shomati. I heard Allah is about three different red wools that you have to use. Acha Shapur, one like we just learned is a mitzvah b'shastas right as the paraduma, you have to throw inside of the Shni Salas. The Acha Shaseh HaMashtaleich, like our Mishnah, the Soyah Slazozil, that's a mitzvah to tie the red string around it, today to see later if it turns white, to see if Hashem is Mechaper on us. The Acha Shal Mitzvah, who are the Mitzvah when he brings his carbon, the Torah also says, Sadrashi the Siv Beinami, O Shni Salas V'Ezev. The Torah says by Mitzvah also you have to bring a Shni Salas. That's the red wool, the wool dyed red. Now he heard Halacha like this, that Achas Mishkal Asar Rezuz. One weighs Asar Rezuz. That's the biggest measurement. That's like 2.5 Sloyim. The Achas one Mishkal Shnei Sloyim. Only weighs 2 Sloyim. The Yachas Mishkal Shekel, that's even smaller. One of these mitzvahs, the wool only has to weigh a shekel. Rienu Lefarash, I don't know which one. I don't know which one has to weigh the most, and which one weighs the least, and which one is the middle one, I don't know. He wasn't clear. The Mara says, Kiyosi Ravin Pirshim Mishmed Reb Yonasan. When Ravin came, he explained the name of Reb Yonasan. As far as like this, Shel Poro Mishkal Asar Rezuz. It's as far as a Poro Duma should have the